It's the Yearbook Sportscast for nurses and flight attendants. I'm your host, Doug, all right, where we do go overboard for former athletes who become inventors, politicians, actors. We mentioned the former NFL player turned politician Colin Allred a few podcasts ago. Well, the acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker played football for Iowa. Now, setting the politics aside, since Whitaker was named Attorney General, a lot of proof of his Iowa footballness has surfaced. If you watch the old ESPN show Cheap Seats, when they riffed the 1991 Rose Bowl, because when you think college football, you think Bob Newhart. Whitaker becomes apparent quickly. The first time the Hawkeye offense is on the field in that riff, there's number 46 in white. In that episode, Whitaker is not mentioned because no one knew who he was then or unintentionally made fun of, coincidence, and he didn't have a funny last name. Hey, that couple that sat in the front row behind the ESPN announcers at the recent Wolfpack, Nevada Wolfpack men's basketball game, we've seen them, and now we'll probably never see them again. Contact us at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. You can get us on iTunes, subscribe. Georgia was definitely one of the top four football teams in the nation, but the two losses, plus one being a blowout, allegedly made the playoff committee like Oklahoma more. Understandable, but wrong. But two losses. As the only team to come close to challenging Alabama, Georgia should have raised their profile in defeat, but instead the SEC championship game became a basketball conference championship where oftentimes, no matter how close, no matter how many overtimes, the loser goes home. Central Florida seems like they had a better all-around playoff case last year, but it's telling to see the anger that they conjure up. November 3rd, game analyst Kelly Stauffer, while conversing about the possibility of UCF in the playoff, became angry on air. Now, we don't know. Maybe he was just angry with the people bugging him about UCF, but it was at least symbolic of how many view the notion of the Knights taking up a hyper-valuable playoff spot. The establishment is literally angry such a thing should even be considered. First, UCF was better in 2017, in our opinion, but they've been undefeated and untied in consecutive seasons. They had their North Carolina game this year washed out by a hurricane, and they defeated what they were given, a ranked Cincinnati team and a good Memphis team. Think that doesn't sound familiar? Here's how Oklahoma got in: by losing to a Texas team ranked way lower than Georgia, then later defeating a Texas team ranked way lower than Georgia. Again, UCF appears to have been better all around last season. We'll never really know, but Oklahoma got in defeating what they were given. Well, UCF did not. Ironically, the school that convinced us to finally have no reservations about a Division I-A playoff was Georgia, the school just left out of this year's playoff. In 2012, the Dogs lost by only 4 to eventual national champion Bama in the SEC title game. Couple that with an earlier bad loss to South Carolina, and Georgia's title hopes were doomed. But that 2012 team was good. They were so good, we really wanted to see how the Dogs would fare in a playoff scenario, bad loss be damned. Instead, Georgia's season was essentially over. We always wanted a playoff, always. But it was Georgia 2012 that eliminated any final doubts. We said we would get to this part, but we kept putting it off. Blues singer Samantha Fish, the Belle of the West. How did we even tease it at the end of one of the podcasts? I can't remember. It was something like, is she still a big fan? And then we didn't say anything else. We were referring to Samantha Fish, the Belle of the West, who really impressed us with being a Royals fan. Even when the team has gone downhill, she's been at games and she's shown off Royals gear in concert. Her crew has worn a Royals hat, for example, even in the offseason after a dismal year this happens. But lately, we have not seen the Royals swag, except for the KC logo guitar strap, but that showed up at the very beginning of this year before even spring training. We actually contacted her people, because we don't know Samantha Fish's phone number, and we shouldn't, to ask about what happened to the many Royals logos you saw in concert, but they haven't gotten back to us, probably because they thought we were kidding, or stalkers, or both. Selena Gomez, please see earlier podcast, wore Royals gear in 2015, but that was for a celebrity game in Kansas City. But last year, she wore a dress that was a tribute to Kansas City, not the Royals, that was designed by a Kansas City native, not the Royals. That's not as good. Or is it?